Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly than that, she's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody in the galaxy knows more about healthcare public policy, especially market-based solutions for healthcare public policy, than Grace Marie Turner. Kings and queens and presidents seek out her advice. Organizations, corporations, she is one awesome force in the world of healthcare reform, and we're so happy to say that we've known her for a long time. We got her right out of elementary school. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back.
That is the best introduction I've ever had. Thank you. Good morning to you, and Happy New Year. We haven't talked in the new year.
I know. Happy New Year to you. We love having you on the show, of course, after all these years. And that introduction was heartfelt, and you know it too. So Grace Marie, this is an ignominious anniversary, isn't it? We're recognizing the ignominious anniversary,
years.
Folks. Something that was a horrible misadventure on America, one of the worst things that ever happened, one of the worst pieces of public policy that ever happened, is celebrating its 10th anniversary right now. Grace Marie, tell us about it.
Obamacare was signed on May 23rd of 2010, so we're coming up on the 10th anniversary, and you can expect there are going to be lots of people who not only support the law and still somehow believe that it can be fixed, or want to take it to the next steps and do Medicare for All. There's going to be a lot of news coverage about this, and I think it's important for people to see the facts and to understand what's really going on and how it has harmed people. Not only, as you say, Jim, because it was passed on such a partisan basis, no Republicans supported
That's
it,
right.
And the great many of the millions of the American people fought and been really mobilized against it. But nonetheless, it was shoved through, and there's been a lot of suffering and pain. Yes, many people have been helped, but many others have really been harmed by this. And
on Main Street, Grace
reasons.
Marie, small businesses on Main Street hate it. It cost us a lot. It caused us a lot of problems. It cost us a lot of money. It possibly put some. It put up. I don't know the numbers. Maybe somebody does. Maybe you do. The numbers of small businesses that just literally, it put them out of business. It cost me a lot of money personally, my family a lot of money, because we're a small business, and it could have made us uncompetitive, and it's just been a blight on America, and you and your colleagues wrote a book about it, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. I've mentioned that book on the show ever since. And you were right on almost every one of your predictions for Obamacare. You were right about them.
Yeah, we talked about the impact on tax.
The only way it survived a Supreme Court challenge was Chief Justice Roberts contrived a ruling that wasn't even what the proponents of it who were arguing for it in front of him. He gave them their own ruling that would work, but it was not constitutional.
It was a bizarre majority of one, and it's very complicated. I've written about this before, but Chief Justice Roderick contrived what is an unconstitutional taking of forcing people to purchase a private product with their private money. He turned it into an option. You can either buy this expensive insurance or pay a fine. And
he contrived it as a tax, right? Because the government can tax you, but they can't make you buy something. And that's the point we were making about it, unconstitutional. Quick break, right back with Grace Marie. We're going to talk some more about the 10th anniversary, the ignominious 10th anniversary of Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.